Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's mentally yours.
Hello, and welcome back to Mentally Yours, a brand new series of metro.co.uk's mental health podcast. I'm Rachel Moss, your new regular host and Metro's lifestyle editor, and today I'm joined by Ross McCafferty, Metro's deputy first person and opinion editor. Ross, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you for having me.
Good, good. Well, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about performance anxiety, erectile dysfunction, and how it impacts male mental health. So Ross, I invited you to join us today in the co-hosting seat because I just really wanted to get a guy's perspective on this topic. Do you think it's something that men talk about a lot? Is it something that you talk about with your friends?
No, in a word. It's obviously a bit of a taboo still. Anytime I remember it being brought up, it's more in a kind of jokey way or, you know, memes in a group chat or sort of, you know, I don't know, drunken anecdotes, but there's never any serious conversation about how something that can sort of impact you or sort of the wider impact on your mental health. It's not something that comes up. Obviously, it's still, you know, even now when people think that they're, men in general are getting better at talking about their mental health or things that impact them, it's definitely not something that I'm used to hearing about. Certainly, I don't know if my friends are an exception, but I'd say most of the people I know are fairly liberal and open-minded, but it's definitely not something that is regularly discussed with any kind of seriousness.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I think like joking about these things can be one way to open up the conversation sometimes. Like I was very aware when we planned this episode that there might be times when we have a little giggle because when we're talking about sex, we do sometimes giggle because it's just almost a way of getting over that awkwardness. So I don't know if it's necessarily always a bad thing to, you know, to avoid joking about this stuff, but definitely the serious side too. I'm very excited today that we're going to be joined by Rachel Claire Farnsworth shortly. She uses hypnotherapy to help men with erectile dysfunction, and we're going to be chatting all about that stigma and how to get over it. But before that, we've been hearing from you.
Yeah, our listeners, as they do, have been getting in touch to let us know what they've been doing to support their mental health this week or give themselves a bit of a boost. To start, I have started, now that the weather is better, I've jinxed that because I look out the window and it's suddenly overcast. Now that the weather's better, I've started getting off a tube station early to have a bit of a nice walk to the office. It's very minor. It's just nice to get the sun on my face, which is very different from the rain on my face, which I'm used to when I'm back in Scotland.
I love that. Here's what you've all been getting up to.
For the sake of my mental health this week, I decided to remove some people from my social media because for me, out of sight, out of mind, and it was definitely the right decision.
Eating well, sleeping well, and exercising regularly. The exercise mainly helps with the sleeping. If you sleep well, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself, and eating helps you feel good.
Thank you so much to everyone for getting in touch with those. They were really lovely.
Mentally
Yours. And now we're joined by Rachel Claire Farnsworth, a multi-award-winning transformational coach, best-selling author, and wellness therapist. She is all about releasing deep-seated emotional pain, anxiety, physical conditions, and disease. And today, as we said, we'll be focusing on erectile dysfunction.
Mentally
So Rachel, thank you for joining us. First of all, for guests who might not know, can you explain a bit about what sometimes causes erectile dysfunction and how that can relate to our mental health?
Yes, thank you, Rachel. It's very often that the emotional root cause is about powerlessness. And the powerlessness then radiates out into physical symptoms, such as erectile dysfunction, caused by something in the past that's then been manifested, if you like, into the current moment, which is causing the erectile dysfunction. So it can be something in your childhood, very often is a past experience that made you feel powerless. And, you know, you can go back to being like 5 years old. It's the first time that you felt that powerless. Maybe it was an incident at school. It's got nothing to do about sex, but it's about the emotion about feeling powerless. And then you've had different instances through the course of your life, and here you are in the right now moment. And that predominant emotion, powerlessness, is causing the erectile dysfunction and probably other symptoms as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you would tackle that with a client? How does it practically work? You sit down, how do you get to the root cause of that? How do you establish what it is? What does that first conversation go like in terms of really trying to get to the nub of why they're having this problem?
Okay, I get to the root cause every single time, and it's probably not what they're consciously aware of. Like I just said, it can be something when you're five, and you're not going to think, of course, it is when I was five. You're not going to link those two together. And how it works is that you're talking to me with your eyes closed because you're relaxed. So by relaxing you, and you're in the comfort of your own home, you're just relaxed. And by being relaxed, it's just like being in a movie, if you like. When you've absolutely engrossed in that movie, you're looking at, you're crying when they cry, you're laughing when the characters are laughing, you're in that moment. It's the same thing. It's just that natural state of relaxation. So by being relaxed, it means that you're more in your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is emotional, not logical. And so it's about going back to the root cause, just how, when, where. I'll just take you back. We're going back, right back into how, when, and where it began. Just be there. And you'll start having a thought, oh, I'm two, you know, I'm 10, I'm 12, I'm at school. The bullies are telling me that I'm stupid. The teacher's telling me I'm stupid. Everyone's telling me I'm stupid. How does that make you feel? I feel powerless. I feel I'm not enough. I feel like everybody else knows better than I do. It's that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be a massive being held at knife point kind of trauma. It can be just something like that. If you keep being told that over and over again, how stupid you are, or that you won't amount to anything, or, you know, whether you heard it from your parents, your caregivers, bullies at school, whatever it was, is still showing up. It's basically, if they are bullies, the bullies are still ruling your life. It's about understanding why it began, so that then, because you can't fix what you can't feel, you've got to feel it first, understand it, and then you can release it. So that's how it works. And your mind knows, because it's recorded everything since the day you were born, or even before that. So it's using the power of your subconscious to get to the root, not is it this, is it that. It's, we know it. It's with definite, with surety, with certainty where it began.
Super interesting. I think for a lot of people, if you've not been hypnotized before, you might not necessarily know what it is, or maybe have some like preconceptions about what it is. But how much are you sort of in the room, if you like, when you're being hypnotized? Because I think we all associate it with sort of, you know, hypnotism shows and people being told to do certain things and all the rest of it. So yeah, can you see that?
It's not that at all. It's not stage hypnosis. I don't make you fall in love with a water hydrant or cook like a chicken or all that sort of thing. It's literally, it just feels like you're closing your eyes, talking to me with your eyes closed. It's literally that. You don't feel like you're anywhere. You're not gone anywhere. You're still in the chair or your bed or wherever it is that you're we're working together. We've all gone, we all sleep at night. It's that difference between being awake and being asleep, that transition, when you're relaxed in bed, you're not quite asleep. It's just that feeling. You're not going anywhere. It's just about being relaxed. Literally, you're relaxed with your eyes closed. That's it. It's a natural state of awareness, though. You're aware. If the smoke alarm went off, you'd be able to get up and go and keep yourself safe. Or if the phone rang, you'd be aware of it. Or if the cat jumped on your knee, you'd be aware of that. So you're not going anywhere. You've still got all your senses. It's just that heightened state of awareness, really, so that you're in your subconscious, just like daydreaming. It's no different to daydreaming. We do that all the time, don't we?
And how do you, Rachel and I, just before you joined us, were talking about, some of the stigma around erectile dysfunction or other kind of sexual performance issues. How do you find that to overcome with your clients? Do you get clients who are kind of nervous, apprehensive? They have these feelings of shame. Obviously, part of your job is to kind of drill down into why. But I mean, how do you find that a lot? And do you find it hard to kind of overcome that with them? Or, just how do you kind of put them at ease and make sure that they know that this is going to be good for them? As I say, we talked about just some of the shame and stigma that comes with that. And is that something you kind of have to knock that wall down a little bit?
But the beautiful thing is they're working with me in the comfort of their own homes. They don't have to come and knock on a door. They can just, we're doing it like we are now, really. It's just on Zoom. It's on in the comfort of their own home. So they don't have to tell anybody, which is beautiful, isn't it? And it's just because when you're working in your own home, you're feeling more relaxed. And that sets you up for success as well, because being in your relaxed, you're not trying to fight traffic or having to worry about parking. And yes, shame, guilt, powerlessness, it's all part of those emotions. It's about looking at it, understanding how, when and where those feelings began. Understanding it is one thing. The most important thing is empowering you from it. So we do the detective work to start with. That's only a very small part of what we do. But we need to understand it first. And then it's about empowering you from it, because you're not five. You don't go to school. You probably don't live with your parents anymore. It's about seeing how that impacted you. But it's more about empowering you so that you feel powerful. The shame's been dropped. Maybe, you stole some money when you were a kid because you were hungry, for example, and that gave you a lot of guilt. It's probably nothing to do with sex, but that, or you've been carrying that guilt because you can't trust yourself and all that. And then it's about, but you were five, you were 10, you were 12. You did that because you were hungry, not because you wanted to be a thief. Haven't you got amazing coping skills? You did what you needed to in order to survive. And it's about really understanding it as an adult perspective as well. Seeing it from like a third person, if you like, and seeing that younger version of you and how you reacted and how you felt. And then empowering you from those old emotions. And then I will ask you in the session, how do you feel about that now? So the way I want you to feel is like, I'm indifferent, I'm over that, or I feel amazing. I can see how that impacted me. I feel amazing. Great, let's go to the next scene. And we only need to go to normally three, because it's like knocking a table down. You don't need to go back over and over the last hundreds of things that happened that made you feel powerless. It's about just going back to three, because then you've knocked your table down. A table won't stand up with one leg. So it's the same principle as that.
Again, this is something we discussed. It can be seen, erectile dysfunction and other performance issues can be seen as, something quite trivial, not as important as maybe something that's a more pronounced physical condition, or something that's almost a bit of a joke, a bit of a laugh. What do you hear from clients about how much this affects them just beyond the bedroom, effectively? Because we know that it can have a really, really detrimental impact on someone's life.
Yeah, it can have a detrimental effect across the board, because it's like anything. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So that powerlessness feeling is transmuted across your life, so you can't ask, maybe you don't stand up to your boss at work, maybe you can't ask for a pay rise, maybe you're settling for a relationship. It's not the ideal relationship. You just, because you don't feel worth the best, you're settling. Maybe it's a bit toxic, perhaps. So there's all sorts of things. Or you're just playing small in a relationship. You're not owning yourself. So it absolutely, it radiates across the spectrum, just like anything else does. It's because the emotions, how you perceive yourself in your own subconscious mind, gives you the reality in your day-to-day life as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's interesting you said about like going back, finding out the root of where you first started feeling powerless. Once you've found that moment, what happens then? Because I think I'm wary of almost presenting this as like a quick fix for anybody, and I'm sure it's definitely not. So once you've found the root cause of someone's, you know, emotional trauma, what happens next?
It can be a quick fix. It absolutely can be a quick fix. Yeah, usually 1 to 3 sessions is enough. The thing is, our subconscious minds are all about emotion. So it's about getting to the root. It's like if you've got a book with all these different tabs, these coloured tabs that you've stuck sticky notes on because you want to refer back to different things. And then you've released those tabs out. It's just, it's flatlining it. It's taking those emotions away, empowering you. You don't need it anymore. It's feeling powerful. And it can be really easy and effortless. It doesn't have to be come back next week and talk about it for the next 20 years. I don't believe in that. I really do believe in life is for living and not come back next week and talk about it. I know counselling has its place, but this is about getting to the root cause, weeding that garden, pulling out the root, and then putting more gorgeous things into that garden that you do want, you know, so you do feel powerful. You feel like you have a choice. You can do anything you put your mind to. And I give you a recording as well, which is about 15, 20 minutes after this, you know, during the session, at the end of the session, so that you can listen to that. And it's about feeling powerful, feeling amazing, talking to yourself in a different way, instead of telling yourself you're useless and you'll never amount to anything, which is out. We all got those sort of negative self-talk, haven't we? So it's about reprogramming that subconscious mind into more powerful stuff, because you are lovable. We're all made of this love consciousness. That is your true north, feeling that amazing, sparkling diamond, who you really are. And anything that makes you feel you're not worth it, you're powerless, anxiety, anything of emotion, whether it's a physical condition, whether it's anxiety, whether it's depression, even suicidal thoughts, are all because of the stuff you've gone through that made you feel bad. So by releasing that, you come back to your true north, if you like, which is that you're lovable and you're amazing. And then you feel it. And you're standing in that power, that energy of feeling, here I am, take me or leave me, I don't really care kind of thing, because you're swimming in your own lane now. You believe in yourself and you know that you're unique, you're created just because you're on the planet, you're worth it. So knowing that, it is transformational, because you're not stuck in those old stories. And you get to know yourself more. It's a beautiful journey of self-discovery, really, because you can see how it wasn't your fault. You believed it because you were just younger. You had no reference point to think differently. So if you weren't loved as a child in the way you wanted to be, the only thing you can make it mean is that I'm not lovable, because your parents, caregivers, teacher didn't give you what you needed. Your needs weren't met. So the only thing you can make it mean is that there's something wrong with me. You can't say, well, you must be, you know, oh, mum, you must be got trauma of your own because you didn't make me feel loved, or whoever it was. The only thing you can make it mean is it must be my fault. And then you carry that wound everywhere because you believe it to be true. And it's just about understanding where that began, so you're free of it.
In terms of that being maybe, as you say, 1 to 3 sessions, obviously kind of your work is done at that point. But do you feel that in terms of your clients, you know, my instinct would be that it's unlikely that they will never feel that again. So in your mind, if you just empowered them between not only having that recording to hand or just knowing that it's, you know, as you say, vocalizing or contextualizing some of those feelings, you know, I think, as I say, my thought would be that, you know, everyone will have those down moments, even if they've been through the best course of hypnotherapy. But do you feel that when you come away with your clients, they're so empowered and they're so they have such incredible tools that they're able to just kind of kill that before it takes hold of them again?
Yes, I think so, because we're rewiring the neurons in your mind. This isn't like Rachel said, step one, do this, step two, do that. You find yourself like going to a crossroads and almost in your mind and like, ooh, did I just do that? Did I just say that? I can't believe I just said that to my boss. Oh my goodness. wow, because you're doing it from a different perspective. You know, you say what you want, you know, you're saying what you really want. You're still you, but it's just you're doing it from that upgraded, if you like, level of consciousness. That instead of the five-year-old you trying to run the show, which is why you feel powerless, it's that wounded part trying to adult, you're now adulting in a more powerful way. You know, it's just like I had a client once with anxiety, for example. This is quite it's a demonstration, because she used to say, I have to pitch to a client, to a board of whatever, it was about food, I think. And so she was pitching millions of pounds worth of deal to these people. And she said, I always have to have a water bottle. I have to hang on to that water bottle. If I don't, I have a panic attack. We worked together. We got rid of that. The next time she had it, which was like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, she said, I got hold of my water bottle doing this presentation to people. I'm trying to invoke a panic attack. I can't. I'm trying to make it because it's my normal. It's not happening. Why is it not happening? Because we released it.
When you have clients who've come out the other end, I mean, do you hear from them how, as we've spoken previously about some of the wider impacts that erectile dysfunction can have, but do you see that on in the positive side as well? Are people even surprised that this thing that they thought was just about their sex life or just about their relationship with their body, suddenly they're empowered even beyond that? Do you find that quite a lot?
They're surprised how it radiated out into different aspects of their lives, for sure. And they're like, oh, I've actually applied for a new job, for example, or there's all sorts of things. It's quite amazing how and liberating how they feel, because they feel powerful again.
And do you have any advice for men who might be nervous about booking a first appointment with you or reaching out to any professional for support with erectile dysfunction? What would you tell them just to help them get over that initial hurdle and that intimidation?
Just that there's help on the other side of that fear, and you can book a free discovery call with me. Again, it's over Zoom, so you're in the comfort of wherever you are. And we can just explore what's going on. We can have that free chat talking about what it's all about so that it can be understood in a, you know, on a personal level. We can have that conversation, like what's going on for you.
I thought that was really interesting to hear Rachel's kind of personal approach to this topic and her perspective on it. What did you make of it all, Ross?
I thought it was good to get that side of it. I think obviously our instinct is probably correctly, and for most people, is to experience an issue like that and kind of go to the medical professionals in the first instance and get some of their advice. But obviously for some people, that more holistic approach is going to work. I think we should acknowledge that, you know, in terms of the success rate, that there are going to be people for whom erectile dysfunction or other performance anxieties go a little deeper and can, you know, I know that there are a lot of medications, a lot of things that people are on for their mental health that I know can have an impact in these areas. There are illnesses where that is a symptom. So obviously I think it's definitely not something for everyone, but clearly, you know, Rachel has spoken to a lot of clients for whom it's worked for and is very has a lot of faith in her own approach. And I think that that's to be lauded, that she really believes in the work that she does, even if it's not going to be something that everyone gets on board with.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. It's just great to hear that there are these things out there. We've kind of, I guess, almost like the caveat of there's nothing wrong also with going to your GP. There's nothing wrong with taking medication if that is what works for you. But maybe hypnotherapy is the thing that works for you. So definitely this podcast is all about being open, hearing new ideas. And I hope that it's helped some people listening.
It's mentally yours.
So thank you to Rachel for being our special guest on Mentally Yours. And thank you, our host, Rachel, for having me along. It was a really interesting discussion. I was thrilled to be the voice of men in this topic.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. If you've been affected by anything you've heard today and you're listening at home, please call the Samaritans on 116 123. You can find us on our Facebook group, Mentally Yours, and on Twitter at @mentallyyrs. And thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming your way soon. Mentally Yours is produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Bye for now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.